Saturday, April 12th. Dear Nikki, I have no idea why you spend hours and hours writing in this stupid little diary of yours. But let me guess, it's because you seriously need to get a life. When I want to share my life experiences or vent about something, I just talk to Mommy and Daddy. Of course, sometimes Mommy is super busy being a socialite and doing charity work, and sometimes Daddy is super busy building his multi-million dollar business empire. But when my very dedicated parents can't spend quality time with me, which I have to admit happens far too frequently these days, I can always rely on Dr. Hadley, my therapist. He will listen to me patiently for an entire hour, as long as Daddy pays him $480 a session. And I get to go twice a week if I want to. How cool is that? I'm a very lucky girl. But please don't be jealous of me, okay? I feel really sorry for you, Nikki, because all you have for emotional support are your very weird parents and this stupid little diary. And nobody else cares about you. Except maybe your bratty little sister Brianna. Oh, and Chloe and Zoe. And probably Marcy, Violet, and Jenny. Of course, there's also Theo and Marcus. But Brandon? Rumor has it that he's so over you. Sorry, hon, but your boo has moved on. My point is that you have no real friends whatsoever. And you're insanely jealous that the CCPs practically worship the ground I walk on. Anyway, I need to make one thing perfectly clear. I did not steal your diary. I have way too much integrity to stoop that low. Besides, Daddy would buy me an entire diary factory in some poor third world country if I really wanted one. Just saying. He mostly gives me everything I want, especially if I throw a temper tantrum about it. And Mommy says I'm an even bigger drama queen than she is. They both so adore me. So yesterday, I was on my way to my locker to freshen up my lip gloss. My stylist says you can never wear too much lip gloss. You had just rushed off to class when I witnessed a very catastrophic event. Your locker door didn't close due to your very ugly puke-colored coat. That coat of yours was so hideous that it gave me hives. I seriously contemplated dialing 911 for an ambulance. But not for me. I wanted them to transport your puke-colored coat to the city dump and then burn it as a public health hazard. And yes, Nikki, I sincerely did try to alert you to the fact that your coat sleeve was stuck in your locker door. But due to my severe allergic reaction to your coat, all I could muster was a weak and very hoarse whisper that you apparently didn't hear. Of course, all of this was totally your fault. Why any rational human being would wear a puke-colored coat to school is beyond explanation, logic, and reason. Seriously, I can't even. Anyway, by the time I started to recover from the horror I just experienced, you had already hopped happily down the hall like some clueless little bunny and disappeared. That's when I became so worried about your open locker that I went into a full-blown panic attack. What if someone stole your textbooks? Our school would suffer a financial loss. What if someone stole your house keys? Your family's safety would be at risk. What if someone stole your coat? They'd leave it in the woods so that a pregnant stray cat could have her kittens on it. So, Nikki, in spite of the fact that I basically hate your guts, just kidding, hon, I decided to do the responsible thing and take measures to protect your most valuable and treasured personal possession. Heroically confiscating your diary before it could get stolen and read by the entire school. As you can see, I did not steal your diary. Actually, you should thank me for what I did, because otherwise the pages containing your deepest, darkest secrets would be plastered all over the hallways by now. I had every intention of returning your diary to you before social studies, but I barely got to class on time since I had to stop by the girls' bathroom to brush my hair. And then I planned to give it back to you after gym class, but our gym teacher made me run 3 extra laps for talking to Jessica about your disgusting puke-colored coat during exercises. And lastly, I was going to give it to you in bio, but I was preoccupied flirting with Brandon while you watched and pretended that you weren't insanely jealous. So at the end of the day, I was forced to take your diary home with me for safekeeping. To be very honest, Nikki, I've never liked you because I didn't really know you. And I'm guessing that you probably don't like me because you don't really know me. So the fact that I'm reading your diary is actually a good thing. I'm learning about your hopes, dreams, and fears, and all your deepest, darkest secrets. And so that you can get to know me better, I'm going to write some entries in your diary about me and my life. I'll also draw on your diary so that you can see what a fabulously talented artist I am. But please, don't believe for 1 minute that you are actually as pretty as I am sketching you on these pages. I refuse to draw ugly people because they literally make me nauseous. Anyway, Nikki, I really hope you enjoy reading The Mackenzie Diaries, Tales from a Not-So-Dorky Drama Queen. Welcome to my world, hun! Toodles, Mackenzie.